Democratic Representative Juanita Brent wanted to add the amendment to a bill that allows county fairs to hold events during the COVID-19 pandemic. She told the House Agriculture Committee other states have banned the sale and display of the Confederate flag at their county fairs and said there's no reason for Ohio not to follow suit.
If we were trying to talk about putting something inside of a museum, I would gladly put this inside of a museum because it's something we can all learn from the history of our country. But to be selling it, to distributing it, to be putting it up in the places that we love going to, which is our county fairs and independent fairs, when the state fair has already not allowed it since 2015, we should have our county and independent fairs fall in line with this.
But Republicans cited the need for county fairs to maintain local control. And Republican Representative Don Jones said the debate over banning flags at county fairs could be held later and should be expanded to all flags.
We've got a lot of enemies of our country, and I just don't know that this is the appropriate bill, the appropriate time. If we're going to start to ban flags, I think we ban all those flags, not just one.
Republican Committee Chair Kyle Kaler cut off the debate over the issue against the objections from Brent.
I have a question, Chairman.
We're going to call the roll.
I have a question. Point of privilege.
We're going to call the roll.
I have a point of privilege.
Order. We're going to call the roll.
It's my amendment. I'm asking personal privilege.
We have an objection. We're going to call the roll on the objection.
This is treasonous.
Order. Please call the roll.
The amendment was rejected with majority Republicans voting to table it and Democratic members voting to adopt it. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.